Hi, this is Paul Pachter, President and CEO of Long Island Cares and the Harry Chapin Regional Food Bank. And welcome back to another episode of the Breaking Bread Podcast. I am your host, and with me today is a very special guest, my friend Kaylin Peterson, who is the philanthropy manager for Long Island Cares. Kaylin, welcome. It's great to see you.
Thanks, Paul. It's great to be here.
As you can see, we're all very happy to have you here. So, you know, Kaylin, every now and then, when we do the podcast, we really want to bring people inside the workings of Long Island Cares so that the people that listen to the podcast are familiar with our work and who are the people behind the scenes that do the work. So in your position as philanthropy manager within our development department, for our listeners, what are your responsibilities?
My responsibilities include engaging with corporate donors, maintaining relationships with them, planning special events, including the Paws Walk, which is something that'll be on our list that we discussed
coming
today.
Coming up in October.
Our donor appreciation reception, and we just recently had our Manhattan Transfer concert, which I was also responsible for planning. So it's just a summary of, maintaining corporate relationships and creating
them. When Harry Chapin founded the organization in 1980, one of the first areas, I guess, that he was concerned about because he believed that it would be a natural ally for Long Island Cares was the corporate community. And I've heard so many stories over the years of corporate leaders who met Harry Chapin either, at an event or even saw him at a meeting or ran into him in Huntington Village. And if he knew you were a corporate leader, he would grab you by the collar and corner you. So let's say you met him in a restaurant.
Okay.
He would stand up. He would, come talk to me a minute. He'd grab the person by the collar and say, I need your help. We need to feed the hungry, and you guys are an important part of it. So, you nurturing or cultivating corporate donors is clearly in line with what Harry Chapin believed would be an important function of Long Island Cares. So let's talk a little bit about how do you really go about reaching out to corporations, or do they reach out to you? And how do you, sort of nurture them along to a point where they develop a very meaningful and supportive relationship to the regional food bank?
Okay. So most luckily, a lot of people do come to me, which makes my job very easy. And if you are listening out there, thank you to all the people that just come right to me. but I also, coming into this role, we had existing donors that I have to maintain and just engage with. You send them a thank you. Hey, here's our annual report. Check out page, whatever, to see your name listed on there. And just, inviting them to things, keeping them informed of what's going on. And it's been going pretty well. I've made some really good relationships in the 9 months that I've been here. And I enjoy it. I like talking to people, and hopefully they like talking to me.
By the experience we've had over the last 9 months together, they do enjoy talking to you.
Well, that's good to know.
So what do they ask you? When they contact you, is it an opportunity to volunteer? Is it something that they can get involved in a team building exercise? Do they want to support us in monetarily ways, host an event? What are they asking you for?
A lot of them want to support in a monetary way, which is fantastic. Because as most of you listeners hopefully know, every $10 equals 6 meals. So if you do the math, large donations really do come in handy. But a lot of people also want to, get involved in volunteering, get into the warehouse, see what we're about. And they find that it's a really good team building experience for their staff. And they oftentimes want to come back. So, that's just as good as money, in my opinion.
No, it is, and I've had the opportunity and the pleasure to meet many of the corporate groups that come to our warehouse. When I find out that there's a corporate group in the warehouse, I usually try to go in there and spend 5 minutes with them, take a picture for our social media pages. And the feedback that I receive all the time, 10 out of 10 times, is how positive the experience is for them. First of all, they all come, or at least 99% of them come, with no concept whatsoever as to the extent of food insecurity on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
They know that it's an issue because they know of our work, they know of the work of other organizations, but until you walk in the warehouse and see the racks and see the pallets and realize just how much food we're pushing out on an annual basis, you really can't see the full picture. And when corporations see that, they do exactly what you said they would do, and that is, we'd like to come back. We'd right. like to help again.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many repeat corporations who are coming in our warehouse. The other aspect of your work, besides cultivating corporate donors, we have a lot of good special events coming up that the public can take part in. So let's go down some of them. One that comes to my mind, because it's coming up soon, we have an event on July 13th with some of our corporate donors in which we recognize them. Let's talk about that. What are we doing?
That is our donor appreciation reception. That's going to be on Thursday, July 13th, specifically to thank our major donors for their ongoing generosity and support. Invitations are available. It's through RSVP. So if you're interested in attending, we'll be offering tours of the warehouse if you haven't seen it already. And then we will have a reception at 75 David's Drive following the tours. So if you're interested and you haven't received an invite already, you can contact me at 631-582-3663, extension 104.
So what's going to happen on July 13th are some of our corporate donors, existing ones and maybe some new ones,
yep.
are coming to our corporate headquarters in Hop Hog at 10 David's Drive, Harry Chapin Way,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to take a tour of the warehouse, see all the food, see all the equipment, get a sense of how we, repack and repurpose the food and get it out into the system,
mm-hmm.
into the member agencies. They'll see the administrative wing. They'll look at our kitchen studio program, which is really nice, and then the retail rescue program. And then we're going to go, about 50 yards down the street to our Center for Community Engagement, where they'll see the podcast studio that you and I are in right now.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see the set for our Breaking Bread YouTube channel program, and we'll have a reception in the big training space. They'll also see the corporate gardens that are here at the CCE, so that'll be exciting. And then July 16th is a pretty important day for Long Island Cares every year because, as many people know, and for those of you who don't, on July 16th, 1981, is when we lost our founder, Harry Chapin, on the Long Island Expressway as a result of the fiery car crash that he was in at 38 years old. And every July 16th, we celebrate Harry's legacy and his contributions to ending hunger. So what's happening on July 16th this year?
We are going to be having a free concert at Harry Chapin Lakeside Theater in Eisenhower Park in East Meadow. The concert will be from 3:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is a family-friendly event, and everyone's encouraged to attend and also to bring a non-perishable food item for our food drive.
That is the important thing, that people come out and, come over and visit Long Island Care, say hello. But it is a very big food drive, so we really are asking people that are planning to attend the concert, which is going to be a five-hour event this year. And it's supposed to coincide with Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman proclaiming July 16th Harry Chapin Day in Nassau County. We already know that there's a Harry Chapin Day on July 16th in Suffolk County. There's going to be a lot of music and a lot of excitement there. And we're looking forward to people coming to visit us. The other thing you have going on for Long Island Cares is a virtual auction. So let's talk about that as well.
Yes. So we're going to be having a special auction to celebrate Harry. It's going to be starting on Thursday, June 29th and run through Monday, July 17th. We have over 50 items to bid on, including entertainment tickets, a designer purse, family activity packages, and restaurant gift cards galore. For more information, you can visit our event page on our website to join in on the fun. All proceeds go directly to fighting food insecurity.
And that's something that people can participate online.
Absolutely.
They don't have to travel to a location. They just have to turn on the computer, look at the options that we have available, the auction items for them, and bid on them, and the highest bidder will win that. And then, they'll win those prizes. And then we go into, I'm trying to think at the top of my head, we've got an event coming up in August with our corporate supporters from D'Addario and Company. So that's another concert at Heckscher Park in Huntington. So what's happening with that?
That would be our D'Addario Summer Jam, Thursday, August 24th at Heckscher Park in Huntington. That'll be from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the Rainbow Stage. This is also another free concert featuring musical guests D'Addario and Company. There'll be food trucks, raffles, and, of course, the Long Island Cares food drive. There's definitely going to be something for everyone to enjoy, so be sure to put that on your calendars.
Absolutely. That's August what again?
August 24th.
August 24th. And then there is the annual Markham Challenge. 10,000 runners, walkers converging on Jones Beach State Park for the largest outdoor block party, corporate block party on Long Island. So let's hear about the Markham Challenge and what people can do.
Sure. Tuesday, July 25th, it'll be at Jones Beach. It's a 3.5-mile run or walk. The cost is $35 per person, and that includes a T-shirt and a swag bag. Long Island Cares will be one of four charities to benefit from the proceeds from the event. And if you'd like to register your team, just visit MarkhamWorkplaceChallenge.com. Again, that's MarkhamWorkplaceChallenge.com.
Well, we're looking forward to that as well. The Markham Challenge always has very nice weather, and we always have a good time there. And there's like tens of thousands of people. And then we're getting together again with the Long Island Ducks and Island Federal Credit Union for Home Runs for Hunger. So let's talk about Home Runs for Hunger and what happens with that.
Yes. Yeah, so for the 2023 season, each home run that the Ducks hit, the Island Federal Credit Union will donate $1 to Long Island Cares. In September, on a Saturday, we are going to be having a special day for the Long Island Cares crew to come out and celebrate. So be sure to check out on our website to find out what specific day that will be in September.
And that's is that also part of Home Runs for Hunger?
That is Home Runs for Hunger, yes.
And so the Long Island, there'll be a Long Island Cares Day at the Ducks Ballpark.
Yes.
And then you spoke earlier on about the Paws Walk.
Yes.
This will be our second annual Paws Walk, and we're really looking to make this a big event. Talk about that. And for those of you who are pet lovers, pet owners, this is your event.
Yes. So that's going to be on Saturday, October 14th at 9 a.m. We have a new venue this year of Belmont Lake State Park in West Babylon. The cost is $25 per person to participate. And of course, your dogs are more than welcome. We actually encourage you to bring them all. You got one, two, four, all of them. And we're actually going to be having a costume contest as well for the dogs, given that the date of the event is close to Halloween. So dress your dog up all wild and crazy if you want to win a fun prize. All proceeds will benefit Baxter's Pet Pantry, and the registration will be available on our website in August.
And, you know, one of the important things about what we do in terms of Baxter's Pet Pantry and support for families who are struggling with food insecurity is to provide them with free pet food for their dog, for their cat, as well as pet supplies, things like beds and leashes and collars and brushes and dog bowls and dog toys. And, you know, every month there's close to 200 families that turn to Long Island Cares for assistance with their family pet. And that includes a lot of veterans who have service dogs. And we try to support as many people as we possibly can with that. So Kaylin just told you about all the activities that we have going on, and I hope you'll join us for sure. We look forward to seeing all of you. Well, Kaylin, that has nothing to do with you. That is the old trombone telling us it's time to go. We've run out of time, but I really do want to thank you, Kaylin Peterson, philanthropy manager at Long Island Cares, the Harry Chapin Food Bank. We've just had a great discussion about all the special events going on throughout the summer months, all the way into September. If you wanted to support the organization as part of food drives or make a monetary donation or come and volunteer, we'd love to have you. So, Kaylin, thanks again for joining us on this episode. And for those of you that are enjoying our podcast, Breaking Bread from Long Island Cares, please subscribe to the podcast. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Anchor Podcasts, on Amazon Music. This is Paul Pachter. Until next time, we break bread together. Stay well and take care of each other.